This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's stretch out your minds.
Shall you?
Shall we? Yes, you shall.
Yes, you will. Hello. Another hour of the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. The ye old town criers. Right?
Okay.
You know what a town crier is?
I don't personally remember them, but I've heard of them.
Let's see, how do they work? How's it work? Let me try this one.
The hear ye, hear ye.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Right? Okay. So now I have everybody's attention. What you put out, you get back. Thoughts or things, you know, that's one of my favorite expressions. But I also want people to think about their attitude. We all have stuff in our history. We have stuff in our reality. We have things that bug us about other people, and we have our way of expressing ourselves. I don't know why I've been thinking about this a lot lately, because sometimes I can be pretty snarly. I try not to be that way with you, Jay, at all.
I was just going to say, I don't think you have ever been snarly with me.
No. But every once in a while, when things are repeated, that's because you don't do the same stuff the wrong way every time you turn around. Some people do.
I make a lot of mistakes, but there are single-handed mistakes one has done.
I think the point that I'm trying to make here is whatever you put out, you're going to get back. So if you put out clarity, you'll get that back from people you work with, people in your family, people you love. If you put out optimism and enthusiasm, you'll get it back. So I guess as a leader, in a manner of speaking, my daughter teases me, because it says on some of the things I get in the mail, influencer, like I was some social media buzz fly.
You
right?
are.
Oh, yeah, right. At Good Day Show. No, at Good Day Networks. I get that confused. I do that all the time. At Good Day Networks, that's a social media handle that you can use to get to us. So I just I underscore that because it's kind of a I like having not necessarily influence, but like having people get help from my words. That there's a use for the words. I don't like my words to be meaningless and wasted.
Yeah.
I don't like time to be wasted.
Absolutely. You aspire to inspire, and I think that's a really good quality that we do not have enough of in our society these days.
We sure don't. Look at our president, Joe Biden, who went to his house in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, over the weekend, but he couldn't get in because the Secret Service won't let him go home. I thought that was pretty funny, actually. He said there were reporters in his hometown. He was, over the weekend, he went to the beach. And the reporters were outside. He had a little press conference that was unprompted. And he said the saddest thing about going home was he can't go home. Because when you're the president, you can't go and live. You can live it. You can spend time at Camp David because that's protected. But you can't go. You know how I'm going back to Nixon. The West Coast White House was at his house in Whittier, California. They had to practically bomb-proof the thing. Yeah. If you want to go back to your home and spend time at your home, same thing was true when Jimmy Carter was president down in Plains, Georgia. They had to rebuild the house.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently,
I actually wonder a lot of times what presidents do when they do move into the White House. Do they sell their house? Do they rent it out? Do they hire somebody on to just kind of keep check
of
it?
Take care of it.
And here's a really unpopular opinion, and maybe you'll agree with me, maybe you'll disagree with me. Being president is no doubt the most difficult job.
Yeah.
But it is only 4 years, possibly 8 years. And mental health is important. Everybody needs a break. But when you are the president, should you get vacations? Like, sure, maybe you should take some time each day or each week to decompress or do whatever you need to do. Because if you are not your best self, you will not be best at your job. But when we are always, and this it has happened with every president that I've been aware of in the news, but there's something happening in our society, and they're on vacation.
Yeah.
Should presidents be able to take vacation? Or even, like, longer than 2 days?
They can't.
Or a long weekend? Should they
you
just be able to take a long weekend?
You cannot not be the president. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Can't do it. It's one of those
or a
things.
Working vacation. Relocate. Get a working vacation. But but again, the mentality, mental health, everybody needs a break or you will be broken. Mm-hmm. But to some degree, what should be allowed and what shouldn't? I think therapy, a psychologist that maybe travels with them and is around every so often because that's good for mental health. Maybe get some massages, a facial here and there. But like a full-blown vacation? That's a little, I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah. That's the way you don't sign up for that, in a manner of speaking. All right. Well, the president was approached by a number of reporters about a bunch of different things. It was Labor Day. So he said, yeah, we've done a great job. We, this administration, he ripped Trump's record and talked a little about his own. Here we are wasting more time talking about Trump's record. What is there about this guy? It's like a magnet. Everybody wants to talk trash about Trump, right? Talk about what you've done. What have you done? He can't talk about what he's done because he hasn't done anything. He wants to have you believe that he's responsible for hundreds of thousands of jobs being created, which is a load of baloney. Presidents take credit for all that stuff. That's not where the jobs come from. The jobs come from the environment, the feeling that people have they want to expand their businesses. And people don't like that at the moment because the Fed keeps increasing the interest rate and you can't borrow money to run your business. But yet, still, things don't look so bad. People are traveling. People are buying cars. People are doing what they do. Hard to buy a house, but still the housing market is strong. He was asked about his age, and he kind of fumbled the ball and went on to the next to the next question. I think that's disrespectful, though. Given his due, maybe that's because of my age and how I look upon it. It's maybe different than some people do. His age is not the factor with me. It's just he doesn't get it.
People who are the exact same age that mentally and physically could be completely different ages.
Yeah. Right,
as far as years. And age is a privilege. Let's call it what it is. It is a privilege.
Ooh, that's a nice way to look at it.
To survive and have a birthday every year. That is a good thing. It's not something to be ashamed of.
Remember that on my birthday, November 5th. Will you please remember that? Yeah. School has started pretty much everywhere, and there's a problem. And this problem is a reflection of what's going on in the country, I believe. So listen to this and tell me what you think. The fact that already attendance is being taken at schools, most everybody who is in the education business, I don't like to call teachers educators. I don't know how that works. I never felt when I was a teacher that I was an educator.
Why not?
I suppose I was. I don't know. I just thought it was lofty.
Isn't that exactly what it is? Aren't they synonyms?
I look at my daughter and what she does. She's an educator. She's a college professor. But was I a teacher in a middle school?
Were you a babysitter?
Actually, I wouldn't have allowed that. You know my personality. I'm the same now as I was then. The kids were not happy. I walked in, I strolled into the classroom, and let's get going. But there was a challenge every day. Sometimes the youngsters met it, and sometimes they didn't, because sometimes they were tired, sometimes they were grumpy, sometimes there was a social situation at home, and you had to dig around and find out. I took the trouble to find out, without being too personal, because I was young and I sometimes didn't know better. So I would ask questions, and so youngsters would trust me, and, you know, at least sometimes anyway. Because children need to overcome some things, especially the way society is today. Every day, some children don't have enough to eat. They don't have parents at home. Although I did that myself. My parents weren't around. I pretty much raised myself. And so today, is it easier or harder to do that? I suppose it's harder because of things like COVID. That has disrupted the educational system, and we haven't really been able to get back where we were, get back to that point, because there are a lot of parents who decided they wanted to homeschool their children. And so here we have the reason I bring it up. Well, there are a couple of reasons. That was that point I wanted to make that I just did. But then there's the money that we're spending. The budgets for school systems keep going up and up and up and up, and the results don't. show the success of the investment, because it's become the unions that represent the teachers. They've always got a gripe. Instead of the focus being on the students, and the parents, in my estimation, the number one job you have as a parent is to be a parent, not to be go to work or whatever it is. That's it. That's your job. Number one, you got other jobs, but it's supporting being a parent seems to me that's the most important. That's just the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But parents are so absent. They're gone. There's a single parent household. You hear about those things all the time. Mothers got to work. Kids are on their own. So the kids don't go to school. They go out and screw off all day long. And if you look at the details that are coming from some of the national informational the services, the numbers of people going to school are way down, off as much as 30% in some states. California is the worst, where there's the thing in California that bugs the hell out of me is how badly they do, and yet the taxes there is just, that state is a disgrace. It really is. My children and I was talking to my son about this last night. That's what made me think about it, because Jasper started preschool, and it's an exciting time. He's beginning to speak. Imagine this. He's been with these other children for a week, and he's already opened up. He comes home, and he has these phrases and words, and he can count to five.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, Brendan held up his hands with the five fingers, and Jasper said, five! Just like that. And he can go to D, A, B, C, D now. So that kind of stuff. Well, plus the home surroundings encourage that kind of stuff. Because my children are like that. They've grown up around being taught that curiosity is a good thing. But, you know, think about the fact that they are paying taxes. Both my daughter and my son are paying taxes. My grandson, Miles, is in a public school. And so maybe that's the worthwhile component here. But the fact that they're off that much in California and Texas and Florida and Michigan and North Carolina is just awful. Think about that. Think about what your school system is providing or isn't as you get started. Take Keen after.
O'Reilly. Protect your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. O'Reilly Auto Parts has 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $35.95. Plus, get a $5 O reward to use on a future purchase. Our professional parts people can also recommend all the supplies you need for your next oil change. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
Well, the Toyota Sequoia is souped up and ready to take you off-road. Toyota has added the Nightshade package to the 2024 Sequoia Limited Grade, along with the TRD Off-Road package on Platinum Grades 4x4 models. I just love the Nightshade package. It looks so good. The black accents on the 20-inch wheels, over the fenders, grille, mirror caps, and badges. Toyota just needs to add the Nightshade package on pretty much every vehicle it has. It is so sleek and cool looking. And if you decide to go with the TRD off-road package, you'll be able to get the new color Terra, which is only available on the TRD Pro grades. This workhorse has 3 rows of seating, so you'll have enough room for the kids' soccer team or a big trip to Home Depot. Since it can tow over 9,500 pounds, you'll be able to tow all your toys on your next trip. And don't worry, they made towing easier by including trailer backup guide and straight path assist. With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Okay, Rick, you ready?
Yeah, hey, how about we use the theme song from Friends? You know, I'll be...
Okay, I do.
How about Lean on Me? That's what friends are for? Fine, I'll just read this. Go to CarPro.com to meet your CarPro friend today. They'll prove to you that car buying doesn't have to suck.
Wait, can we say that?
Absolutely.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free.
CarPro.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Now 30, no, wait a minute, hello, 10 minutes ahead of myself, 23. After the hour, social media time, we get our addresses at Good Day Networks. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. There's a high school in Worcester, Massachusetts. The story comes after a 14-year-old student there died. The family says on its GoFundMe page that this youngster passed away after taking part in a challenge which involves eating extremely spicy chips made from some of the hottest peppers in the world. And here, wouldn't you know, it's a social media thing, a challenge on social media. Good God.
Yeah, and a lot of these social media challenges can easily be deadly, harmful, these pranks that people do for laughs or for views and clicks. And you never know, you could prank the wrong person. I was a little shocked with this one because it's the one chip challenge, which isn't only a viral social media thing. It was also just a moment that was out there. It's one chip that comes in. They tell you don't touch the chip with your fingers or anything, and you eat it. Yeah. And it would sell out years ago, like 5 years ago maybe. I think that was kind of the height of this one chip challenge, and it would sell out. You couldn't even get it anywhere. And they don't know if this child died because of it, but they did know that the day of the child's death, he did consume that one single spicy chip, and not sure if there were any underlying health issues that maybe that chip.
What is it? All in the name of what? What?
Wholeheartedly, I've never been one to get in on these like viral challenges or whatever, but when I heard about this when it originally came out, I was excited for it because I love spicy. And I can't take a spicy like I used to.
Does that go hand in hand with your liking horror movies? I think that kind of.
No. I just think I killed off my taste buds at one point in my life, and I could only taste if it was really spicy. But like my friends used to dare me to eat. You get sushi, and there's the wasabi ball. They used to dare me to eat the wasabi ball because
sushi,
they could.
Oh,
I love sushi.
Oh, it's so bad for you.
So that's a misconception. Not all sushi is raw.
Well. It isn't really? I thought it was all wrong.
There are cooked sushi pieces, yeah. But it was just one of those things of I saw the spicy thing, and I wanted to do this one chip challenge. I never got around to doing it, and nowadays my taste buds have grown back, and I wouldn't be able to handle this. But I wanted to get on this, too, and you don't think about how dangerous some of this stuff can be and what it's doing to your insides. But I would not equate this to, do you remember the Tide Pod challenge?
Yes, a couple of months ago.
That is one of those. Oh, that was like years ago. That's one of those
was
things
it?
Where it's like, yeah.
No, that was.
Isn't
was,
time crazy?
It just seems like.
I was at my last job when the Tide Pod Challenge was going on. Really? And it was just one of those things that people are eating Tide Pods. And how does common sense not say, please don't eat Tide Pods? Where is that little inner voice inside your brain that is saying, you better not eat that?
Pretty amazing, isn't it? What people don't know and how the damn social media circles create these circumstances that are deadly. Deadly. All right, here's another item from sort of the same department. There's a new robot named Sorty McSortface that uses his, or do we refer to robots as his or her? What do we do?
Let the robot tell you.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Robot. I just love the name, Sorty McSortface.
Yes. Well, his job is to sort tons of recyclables, and he does it very quickly. So this is another use of AI. I've been trying to figure out ways. This is a big problem, as we know. So they have these new robot trash pickers, Sorty McSortface and Sir Sorts. Sir Sorts a lot. Play on Sir Mix-a-Lot. Remember that song? Likes big butts. All right. Well, anyway, this is a machine that works all day long at various facilities around the country. They've got a couple of these here and there, sorting out things. The one that's best known is in Boulder, Colorado. So congratulations to Sorty McSortface and Sir Sorts-a-Lot.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. North Korea's dictating leader Kim Jong-un is set to travel to Russia this month to discuss with President Vladimir Putin supplying weapons for the Kremlin's war on Ukraine. The New York Times reported news of Kim's rare trip abroad yesterday. It comes as Moscow officials said they are discussing joint naval exercises with their Pyongyang counterparts. The White House expressed concerns. National Security Council spokesperson Adrian Watson said that armed negotiations between Moscow and Pyongyang are actively advancing. Cuba's foreign ministry is reporting a human trafficking ring that has coerced its citizens to fight for Russia in the war in Ukraine. Few details were given to the media, but noted the trafficking ring was operated both within the Caribbean island nation, thousands of miles away from Moscow, and in Russia. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hello, my name is Lance Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
Yep. Yeah, the Bones.
I like this song. Always have.
The Rolling Stones bring us into this half hour of the Good Day program. 34 after, the Stones are going to release their first studio album in 18 years. Later on this year, probably in time for Christmas, right, Jay? Wouldn't you think? That's usually when these things come out.
We'll find out. They're doing a live streaming event where they're going to discuss it this week.
Yeah.
Give us a drop date and everything.
Right. The wait is over, so says the promotion. The Stones releasing new music soon. And then there's no definition of soon. 18 years ago, they released A Bigger Bang. That was the name of the album. This one's called Hackney Diamonds. Interesting name. Hackney may be at the heart of Hackney Diamonds. This is a global movement we want to share with our fans. So they've been all over YouTube with the teaser campaign. So if you're interested in the Stones, This is what Charlie Watts has been gone a couple of years, right? So who plays the drums now? They bring in Ringo? He's on a day off, or what do they do?
Can you imagine? That'd be so cool.
Actually, that would be fabulous, actually. It would be, yeah. Yeah. Ringo plays with the Stones, film at 11. Unga Bunga. All right, so that takes care of that. Let's see what we've got going on. As long as we're focused on what's going on around the world, the Stones certainly are a worldwide phenom. The Chinese having a big problem. The biggest property developer there, which is government-owned, it's a communist country. So the government backs this, you know, developer, and one of the lauded members of the Central Committee controls this big property development developer, but they're billions in the hole. They were able today to make an interest payment on a loan, but the loan isn't, interestingly enough, you know how we borrow money from the Chinese, that's what everybody says whenever we are in debt, we owe all this money back to the Chinese. The Chinese don't borrow money from themselves, they borrow it from outside of the country. So they're trying to play both ends against the middle, in a manner of speaking, by doing that. But the company is a real sign of the real estate problems that threaten China's economy. And I don't say this, I don't like the Chinese government, as you know. I don't like what they do, I don't like anything about it. But the Chinese people are a different story. And they're there. Some of them are very loyal to their country, but there are a lot of, we think we have a lot of protests going on here, lots of protests going on in China, but they're not reported on because they have a stranglehold on the news media. If you read the Epic Times.
Why would they want everybody to know?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. Everybody knows everything here. At any rate, there also is another story floating around today about some Chinese tourists who have breached military sites. And this espionage, these people come here supposedly as tourists, and then they get themselves close to our various and sundry military installations, somehow using technology developed by the Chinese government and stuff that's probably in your phone. They are able to suck up stuff. There's a report today in the Wall Street Journal that basically overviews what they're doing. I think about what we have done, and people who just pass it off. Oh, it's made in China. So what? Who cares? A lot of people ought to be caring, much as anything else. In Iran, hostage diplomacy again. There's an imprisoned official from the European Union who is the latest bargaining chip. They're trying to get back some real bad guys. And because the European Union wants this fellow back, they're apparently considering, I mean, bad guys, real bad guys. The kind you see in some of these movies. Although now we've gone back to the latest movie, Denzel Washington, starring again as Robert McCall in the fourth installment of The Equalizer, which I saw over the weekend, came out over the weekend. Chucker will tell us where it is, 40-some-odd million over the weekend. Kind of a, and it's a, you know, it's a little violent, but it's a story. And what surprised me as much as anything else was that Dakota Fanning was the lead, female lead. I don't know if she's come of age in America.
Well, what was the one? They've done a film together. And
oh,
that's
they have?
What I kept
oh, I didn't know that.
Confused. No, it wasn't The Equalizer. It was a different one. Man on Fire. Yeah. Is that the one where he plays, like, he ends up playing her bodyguard as a child? And I kept feeling like this was very reminiscent of that, which was, again, a completely different film.
Yeah. That's interesting. I didn't know that, or if I did, I didn't remember it. So, yeah, that's an interesting story in and of itself. All right, let's see here. The Pope visiting Mongolia, the western part of China. Not a lot of Chinese Catholics who have survived. Frankly, Mongolia is right on the western Chinese border. Some Chinese Catholics crossed the border to see him. But because the Chinese government is so anti-religion, if they catch you in any sort of a religious, what do you call it, some kind of religious If you're in a ceremony, you're paying attention to religious symbols, and then you get punished. That's the way it is. How do we treat these people as sort of equal? The government is so backward. Good God. All right, and speaking of that, North Korea, as long as we're going with a focus around the world, says that it simulated nuclear attacks on South Korea. These people are ridiculous. What is it? What? For what? They launched the missiles to simulate a scorched earth policy. And so South Korea has been rehearsing some sort of what happens if these guys invade us. How do you live like this? When every day you think these nut birds up north are going to... What are they going to do? What's the aggressive behavior all about? You want South Korea back again? What do you want? And why? So the military from North Korea firing these ballistic missiles for the last week or so, and this is from a number of command centers, and they're simulating attacks on airfields in South Korea. And so they, you know, obviously we can follow all of this stuff with the various surveillance devices that we have. So they said that they were testing because the U.S. was flying long-range B-1 bombers over their territory. Then they weren't. They were flying these things over the South Korean territory. But at any rate, back and forth, they're like children in a sandbox, these people. Right?
Yeah.
And the Japanese are ticked off because
they're just practicing. We're just testing.
For what? What are you practicing for?
Well, Rush already ruined that one of like, no, we're just practicing. We're just running drills. We're just testing.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, here's another one. War drills because of China, Indonesia, and the United States having soldiers. And actually, there are five or six other countries that began the training exercises on the main island of Indonesia, Java. American and Indonesian soldiers have had this going on for, since 2009, I think. And the Australians participated, Japanese, Singaporeans joined in, English, French, also in this year's exercise. What? It's trouble. So the Chinese have expanded their drills. So we got the North Koreans expanding their drills, the Chinese expanding their drills, NATO is expanding their drills. All of these various countries, now there are drills being conducted in Brazil, in India, and all over the place, New Zealand. The commanding general of the U.S. Army in the Pacific said that 19 nations are involved in the training this year as a quote-unquote powerful demonstration of multilateral solidarity to safeguard the free Indo-Pacific region.
What a spin!
Oh, my God. They spit in their eye. The Chinese spit in your eye, we spit back in their eye. To what end? To what end? I mean, think about it. To what end? It goes on and on and on and on and on. All right, here's another one. Don't have enough of this? There's one more. Actually, this is kind of good. Talking about the new movie that takes place, the new Equalizer takes place in Italy. So it gives you a hint as to who the bad guys are. All right? So this is a story from a nice, small Italian town where they are trying to rebuild. And so this is in, let's see if I can pronounce this right, the Emilia-Romagna region. Of course, everybody knows where that is, right? But there have been a lot of tourists that have been coming there because it was once an area fortified protect Rome. And so a lot of things have happened in this little town, and they have apparently done their excavating. They're trying to build a new supermarket in this little town. And they weren't even out. This is not an archaeological dig. They're just digging a hole to put a foundation in.
Yeah. There's going to be a sports complex and a supermarket, like you said.
Yeah, right. And so what'd they find? They found a lot of blocks, limestone blocks, making up the foundation of a Roman temple, in a sense. Right? And what did I say? Right. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Did you study this in archaeology, or did you study it in world history?
Not this specific one.
No. But this is cool. They find these things are going on. It's kind of like this summer we've had a whole spate of two things. Archaeological digs, or things that are being found that were old, and animals biting humans.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the two threads through the summer. Right? A lot of people are getting bitten by snakes and sharks and alligators. You notice, though, there have been no crocodiles in these stories, all alligators. What's the story with that?
You know, it's funny you say that, because I was wondering that. Why is it always alligators? You never hear the crocodile attacks. One thing I've been noticing recently that just seemed a little out of the ordinary, there's been a couple beaver attacks, and I think there were a few otter attacks. So the aquatic life is getting a little frustrated with us in their territory.
Well, beavers are a nuisance, among other things. They have example of that on the farm, where we had a dam on the back end of a pond, and the beavers came in and built a dam, so they plugged everything up and created more wetland, which we quickly saw to. I'm not going to put up with that, so we took it apart. People say, those are the beavers, you got to protect them. No, I got to protect my land and the farm first, thanks, not the damn beavers. How's that? Put that in your ear. 48 past the hour.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. Some people want to lose weight quickly.
It is not a quick fix product. There are no drugs. There's no stimulants. There's nothing in it that is going to make you feel like I'm going to lose this weight quickly. It's going to take some time for it to get into your system and work. Now, within the first couple of days to weeks of taking the product, you're going to be sleeping better. That's the first thing everybody says is, wow, I cannot believe how good I'm sleeping.
What's the deal at the moment as we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the dog days of summer sale going on. So it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com, or call us toll free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, DOUG, and you get free shipping. You'll find that at toploss.com. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 53 after the hour. Time for Good Day Health, continuing with our focus on Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has two very formidable websites, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Yep, he is the Forbidden Doctor. And then there's JackStockwell.com. He's a NUCCA chiropractor and also a GAPS practitioner. So the NUCCA stuff, you can proceed to figure that out at JackStockwell.com. And then the GAPS stuff is at ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you get the Lee enzymes and that sort of thing. So every week we get together as part of his hour-long Good Day Health show, and he's brought to us by the secret to success in weight loss, Calitrin, which we'll talk about a little bit as we go through this portion of the program. There's a question that came from a listener that I thought I would ask you before we go into walking and stuff. The temperature of an air conditioner. What's the temperature? What's the ideal room temperature? I suppose we could say this. I was in a hotel on Saturday night, and I always fiddle and fuss with the air conditioning because it never really works right. I always feel it's either too cold or too hot. But I guess I thought I would ask you, expert on all things regarding health, what's the right temperature to stay cool and be healthy? You got a thought on that?
Yeah, whatever. What I like personally is the temperature that a light cover over me when I'm sleeping, like a sheet. Yeah. If I need more than a sheet, it's too cold. And mm-hmm. if a sheet is too warm, then it's too warm. But when you go to hotels and places like this, all too often the thermostat is too near the air exhaust.
Yeah.
So one little corner is going to be cold and the rest of it is going to be too warm.
Yeah.
So you know, that one thing to watch out for. But again, it's whatever's comfortable. For me personally, I just like a light sheet over me when I sleep. That's that's the perfect temperature for me. A blanket is too, it's just too cold.
I have a sheet and this little flannel sheet that I put on top of it. That is what I consider to be the comfort
that's
zone.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, right.
Perfect.
All these damn, every time you go to a hotel, or a lot of people are doing it at home, they have these duvets. These heavy, heavy things, they're not good for you. They cause sweat, and in the sweat are germs and mites and moles and whatever else crawling around in your nose and your ears and your mouth while you're asleep. Yeah. How's that for a picture?
Parking lot and sleep in your car.
Right. All right. There's a new study that suggests that walking, this is duh, can help your heart. But, as always with Jack, there's always a but. So what's the but?
Well, it's in the journal Circulation. It's probably the most popular peer-reviewed peer-reviewed cardiac magazine from the American Heart Association is suggesting that a simple daily 20-minute walk will take the place of vigorous physical activity. I mean, there's things out there that say you need 150 to 300 minutes. I mean, 300 minutes is 5 hours of moderate intensive physical activity. Well, this study that was just recently published said, no. And I don't mean just a tiny little stroll. I mean a walk that where you don't lose your breath. If you lose your breath when you're walking, you're walking too fast.
Really?
But you want to walk fast enough that you can have that you're going to get some exercise. But
I thought that was called conditioning. No, I thought that was conditioning. That was called when you push yourself, whether it's in the gym or whether you're walking, whatever it is. What is it? No pain, no gain?
That's not true. That's an absolute false thing. And what this study is showing in the people that they studied, especially, it came out of the Medical University of South Carolina. And what they found is that just a 20-minute walk to the daily routine was just as effective for working with body weight, for blood pressure, for blood sugar levels, as very heavy, vigorous workout. And a lot of people simply won't do it because they don't want the heavy, vigorous workout. So what I do is my office is on the 6th floor of the office building where my clinic is. I walk up 5 flights from the 1st floor up to the 6th floor. When I get up there, I'm telling you, I'm out of breath. But I get my breath back pretty quick.
Yeah.
And my brain is energized. My muscles are energized.
Conditioning.
And I shoot through the morning. Yes.
Conditioning. Yeah. Yep. Also, a good way to you were going to finish the sentence.
Well, we just want to improve the risk factors for cardiovascular disease. The three major ones, body weight, blood pressure, blood sugar, and just 20-minute walk a day, not a stroll, a good, crisp walk, is just as effective as very heavy, vigorous workout.
On to Ken. All right, so a good way to lose weight, too. Collagen, protein, the enzymes, the digestive enzymes, very similar to Lee enzymes and aloe vera. Main ingredients of Calitrin, so it helps you lose the weight. Check it all out at toploss.com, if you please. Jack Stockwell, here on the Good Day Health Program, with his words of wisdom. And they are words of wisdom. 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.